Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This is the 75th episode of the Smart Thinking Podcast. I started doing this podcast with the mission of supporting the leadership of others. After 75 episodes, we have been through a lot, heard a lot of me, and learned a lot, but I am grateful for you listening. So this week, I want to revisit how this entire thing started. It started with the idea that we need to be buffalo every day for others and ourselves. This began with a story of the difference between the behaviors of cows and buffaloes on the eastern plains of Colorado, and I want to revisit it. So when settlers brought domestic cows to the plains to graze, they began to notice a behavioral difference between the two animals in summer. Cows and buffaloes responded to a certain condition in a certain way, and that behavior has been the driving metaphor of the entire Smart Thinking Podcast. You see, the cows behave in a way that leaders need to avoid. Each summer in eastern Colorado, there are storms as a result of the hot air coming up from the desert and hitting the Rocky Mountains. The hot and cold air combine and create storms. The cows hear and see the storms and turn away, moving east in an effort to outrun the weather. The buffalo, they do the opposite. They see the storm and charge into it. So what do? Do you try to outrun and avoid the coming storm, or do you charge into it? Leadership is understanding that you have the ability to impact the outcomes for yourself and others. Most importantly, you need to understand that leaders, true leaders, do not try to outrun or run away from problems. They are not pessimistic and Eeyore-like when a storm comes their way. Leaders do not encourage others to run away with them. They do not instill panic, support crisis, or lead with fear. Cows do. They are the type of leader that runs startled, unprepared, and without a plan. But they run just to run, and as a result, the storms, they catch up. It catches them unprepared, with the wrong mindset, and leading others to more pain than if they had just addressed the problem immediately. As a result of their reactivity and pessimism, their organizations tend to operate on the brink. Their followers are disengaged, and the people in their other domains, well, they try to run away from them. Which is why we need to aspire daily to be buffalo and work hard to maintain a buffalo mindset. So what is a buffalo mindset? Well, it's not simple, and it takes work, investment, reinforcement, and effort. A buffalo sees the cows running away and kind of snickers with a, we'll see you soon kind of attitude. The buffaloes assess the situation, reflect on the environment. They visualize their steps. They take a deep breath and move into the storm deliberately. Yep, they intentionally step into the storm and take on the challenge. As a buffalo, it's not easy, but a buffalo has certain behaviors. They are communicators with a clear vision. They're someone who has energy, a certain zest, but a humble swagger. A buffalo leader is energized by the opportunity to improve, never wants to procrastinate. They take on issues in order to move forward, engage in cycles of continuous improvement, and work every day to inspire others to action by demonstrating with great consistency an instinct or positivity, optimism, integrity, energy, love of life, love of others, concern for outcomes, a willingness to take risks, a sense of wonder, courage, candor, reflective behaviors, and finally, a willingness to put the needs of others ahead of them. Buffalo look big and strong, but we come in all shapes and sizes. We tend to run together. We tend to be swift, but tiny and mighty. Tall, fast, wide, slow. But we all take on the storm. We feel rewarded from the pain of the rain, and we use our instincts and life experiences to recognize that there is great wisdom in taking on the coming storm. Because we know that when we move into situations, that they will end. And we will watch with great enthusiasm as we head one way and the storm the other. Cows? Man, sometimes I believe that cows would run from Colorado all the way to the Atlantic to avoid the obvious. Buffaloes, by our nature, we'd leap over the Rockies if we could and stand at the origin of the storm to take it on. That is buffalo 2 behavior. It is what I want to talk about. I want to ask you these questions. What do you need to do in order to be a buffalo that conquers the storm and the mountain? A leader is anyone who has influence over another person. And once you become cognizant of that, you have to recognize that you need the broad shoulders and the strength of a buffalo in order to carry that burden and privilege. The burden of being a buffalo is that sometimes you have to start charging into the storm, and then you turn around because you have to nudge others to action. The burden is when the other buffaloes say, "What if today we just waited for the storm to come to us and stayed here?" Or worse yet, when one of the buffaloes says, "Hey, I'm going to go try this cow thing today and see if I can outrun this problem. I'll see you guys later." Leadership is tough. Buffaloes are tough. Are you tough? Do you see the world and the storms in your life as an opportunity? When we walk through each day, we all hope for sunny days with a gentle breeze and big cottony clouds. We as leaders love when we can get up to the top of a hill and survey stormless skies. Those are great days, and they are usually only as a result of great planning. However, the hard part of the plains in Colorado is that you can't see the western sky until the storms crawl over the peaks. You have time to respond, but I can tell you from personal experience, the storms come fast. I once climbed Mount Elbert in Colorado. It's a 14er. It's the highest peak in the 48 states, and it was a hot day at the start. But then it started to rain as we started to get higher, then sleet, then snow, and that was on the 4th of July. It was insane, and we never saw it coming. But once we got to the summit, a Colorado native said to us, "Hey, dude, just chill here for a couple minutes. It's going to pass, and then we can watch it." Patience. Patience comes from experience. That guy had been up to that mountain many times. And leaders need to remember their influence. And sometimes we need to just keep charging, then relax, and watch the results. So I started this podcast in an effort to get people moving, leading, and charging. I believe that people are best defined by the impact they have on the people around them. Buffalo leaders, well, they move, they inspire, and they proactively address every storm. Think about the ways in which you lead others. Do you reflect, assess, and then act? Do you put the needs of others first and inspire through action integrity? I hope so. And if not, today's the day to charge into a new habit, a buffalo habit. No matter how long you have been working or serving, there's one thing that you've learned. Problems never go away. And if they do, it's only under one of three conditions. Someone else took care of it, you bailed, or you took care of it. Two of the three are buffalo and one is cow. You or some other buffalo take it on, or you moo and leave the situation. But I have some news for those of you who think you can outrun a problem. You may outrun the situation and get out of a storm, but over the course of your life, that behavior, it never ends well. If you are facing something that is difficult or causes a knot in your stomach, guess what? Address it. Because while you get away from it once in a while, the habit of avoidance always catches up to you, stifles others' success, or enables others to believe it's going to be okay. People admire strength and courage. It inspires. It energizes. It allows others with worries to stand tall with you. Remember, you are defined by how others see your actions and describe you. In ancient Greece, when someone died, they asked a simple question. Did they live a worthy life? It was yes or no. And then they asked those around to describe in one word why they thought that person had lived a worthy life. People would say things like, "She was honest, courageous, strong, had integrity, was giving, served others." If we were to ask those two questions in a different way about you, what would the answer be from others? And here are those questions. Was she a buffalo or cow as a leader? And then what made her a buffalo or cow? I hope that one day people will say that you are a buffalo and that you were buffalo because you were courageous and optimistic. So let's do some smart thinking. List the characteristics of a buffalo leader. Describe the ways in which you will approach your next storm. And finally, reflect upon your last storm and analyze your behaviors. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please share this on your social media account and platform and rate the podcast on iTunes or Podbean. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music, and please support them by listening to their new album on Spotify or purchasing it on iTunes or their website. Lastly, I've been thinking about this episode a lot the last few weeks, and I was most inspired when I met a 3-year-old at a public school in an early childhood program in central Wisconsin. This little guy was born with a few challenges. He had hearing aids, mobility issues, emotional issues, and physical development issues. He, however, was beautiful, and he was surrounded by a herd of buffaloes. The teachers and aides around him were determined to see him through. He will be eligible to graduate from high school in 2032, and he's going to need a lot of people willing to run into storms with him. And I had so much energy after I met that little buffalo and the leaders around him that I felt so fired up that all I wanted to do was figure out a way to help those teachers and that community with that kid. Each of us, every day, have storms all around us. And some of us, by instinct, don't even realize how hard we are charging into them on behalf of others. So no matter what you do, be buffalo. Run, charge, and embrace the storm. It'll be over, and you will be stronger. And the people around you will be the best they've ever been for one reason. Because they ran with you. And you brought them to a whole new level of leadership in life. So this week, and every day after, be buffalo.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake.